local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And the only thing better than hour number one is hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Typically Joe and Austin in the studio with you, but for this week it is Austin and Steve. Steve, how are you, sir?
I am doing terrifically. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just about as good as I was doing in the last hour. I will say this. I'm actually in a bit better of a mood now that you mention it.
Oh, really?
Because you never know what's going to happen in this building that we work in. I was sitting in, just sitting in my chair, and I got windows here so I can see the stairwell, and a dog, do not know what type of breed it was, do not know who owns it, just came down the stairs and saw me through the glass and just was looking at me. And of course, I get my voice as high as I can. Hi! Just like wave into the window and everything.
It's a new employee.
Yes, a new employee. Here for employee morale, and he or she is doing a great job so far. 5:11 here, getting into our other top stories along with that one. Starting with federal prosecutors leading Donald Trump's classified documents case, they're now defending the FBI's search of the former president's Mar-a-Lago estate back in 2022. Trump's legal team is seeking to have the case dismissed on the basis that some of the records were shuffled and fell out of order during the search. A new filing from Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team details how the search was conducted and the protocols FBI agents followed, arguing that investigators maintained box-to-box integrity of the documents.
Well, keeping with the Trump theme, the gag order against the former president in his New York hush money case is being partially lifted ahead of the first presidential debate, which is, of course, happening on Thursday. The judge lifted parts of the order that banned Trump from commenting publicly about the jurors or the witnesses. Trump is also allowed to talk about Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Some restrictions will stay in place, though, until Trump is sentenced on July the 11th. In case you were hiding under a rock, the former president was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records related to a hush money payment to a former adult film actress, Stormy Daniels, to cover up an affair prior to the 2016 election.
It really is. Obviously, Trump's got a lot against him. But it is almost impressive how long that story in particular has stayed relevant.
Oh, yeah. Many years.
Yeah. And then thirdly, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will see him go free after spending 5 years in a British prison. According to unsealed court documents, Assange plans to plead guilty to a single felony count of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified information. And the U.S. charges were part of one of the biggest publications of classified info in history, with some of the classified military and diplomatic materials leaked showing possible war crimes committed by American forces in Iraq. Mm. Now, Steve, I know you have the audio for this, and of course, this is still a pretty hard-hitting story, but still developing. I was on my way home from work.
Yeah.
And we...
was yesterday, right?
Yes, just last night.
Yeah.
And I was about to get onto the Escambia... Or not the Escambia Bay Bridge. Well, maybe it is the Escambia Bay Bridge. No, it's the bridge that in front of UWS.
US 90, right. Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Right.
I was trying to get over that bridge, and I noticed traffic just came to a complete halt, and I looked ahead, and I saw nothing but police sirens.
Yeah.
And no traffic around, and I'm like, well, what's going on there? I didn't care to stick around and look. I got on scenic, but... What did happen there? Do we have the story on that, sir?
Yes, we do. It was basically a high-speed chase that ended on that bridge last night. Sheriff Chip Simmons had a press conference this morning. He said it all started with a drive-by shooting on Harris Boulevard near Massachusetts Avenue last night. Actually, late afternoon, early evening. More than 40 rounds were fired there, and a 70-year-old woman was shot in the neck. And Simmons says the victim is still fighting for her life in the hospital. We just checked. Just before that, that shooting, deputies were alerted that something was going on by cameras about a stolen vehicle in the area. So, of course, they were heading in that direction. When they saw the vehicle, they began to pursue the vehicle. And Simmons says it ended with a pit maneuver at the bridge, and three suspects jumped out of the vehicle and then just basically jumped off the bridge.
The two on the left-hand side, one of them jumped and did not make the water. And he subsequently died from the injuries on the fall, leaving that vehicle. The third person we did arrest, that was Jacarius Etheridge. He's 19 years old. So right now, Mr. Etheridge is charged with attempted murder, on the Harris Boulevard shooting.
One other suspect jumped out of the other side of the bridge, and he has not been located. Deputies say they don't know whether he made it out of the water or not. Canine Streeter, the dog, also jumped off the bridge chasing him. That canine officer was treated and released from the animal hospital from some injuries. Simmons says this shooting is believed to be in retaliation for yet another drive-by shooting in Pensacola city limits last week.
So first that dog that I saw on the stairs, and second Streeter. So we got a couple of heroic dogs here, quite wholesome presences.
Yeah.
in Pensacola. Very happy to report on that. Let's see, before we continue any further, 5:15, time for our quick check of the roads and weather, our first this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here, we did just have a couple of minor issues here and there. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, the typical stuff. Even that wasn't even giving us much trouble at this time. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess, so on and so forth. However, right at the end of hour one, we did get a call. If you are traveling northbound on Highway 29, this is where you're going to have Pensacola Boulevard and Palafox Street merge together. Traveling towards the Muskogee Road area, there is a train track in that vicinity that does have a blockage on it. There has been a halt on the roads there, and it's causing pretty heavy backups. And from what the caller told me, it's going to be doing that for a while. So there's no accident over there, I don't believe, at least as far as vehicular. But there is some very heavy backups in that area, and I don't assume that those are going to really die down anytime soon, so we'll nonetheless keep an eye on them. Also have some backups on, this is Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well, but that's nothing too severe. Then Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Steve, how's the weather?
It's still warm. The heat advisory is still going on until 7 tonight, and we do expect some clouds to move in tonight, low about 83. That is the low. Tomorrow is some clouds, some sunshine, and a chance of a shower. High about 91. Looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, there is a shower that's just stationary. Has been for about an hour, just south of Crestview, a little bit south of I-10 in the Crestview area. And it looks like there's some lightning with that, but the rest of the area is dry. Right now, it's cooled down. Was 97. Now it's 90 in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Carrying on with a few more local headlines here. A new nationwide survey says that AI could put nearly 10% of Pensacola natives, or residents rather, out of work. The P&J reported on the survey done by Uncommon Logic, a data-driven marketing agency. They say that 10.2% of workers locally are at risk of their jobs becoming automated by AI. And they say that the jobs most at risk include analysts, loan officers, accountants, insurance agents, and paralegals. Luckily, radio talent was not on that list. According to the survey...
Good.
Yeah, we stay employed another day, Steve. According to the survey, Florida ranked fourth in risk for workers, and Pensacola came in 15th in a list of mid-sized metro areas. Nationwide, they said about 9% of workers could be at risk of losing their jobs to automation.
Well, then they'll hire those people back to fix the automation when it goes...
Perhaps.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, in case you missed the forecast a few minutes ago, it was another hot day. The heat advisory will continue until 7. And we did get up to about 107 degrees, feels like temperature, with the 97 degree temperature we had earlier this afternoon. Basically, as this weather continues, here's some precautions to take to avoid heat illness. Of course, drink plenty of fluid, stay in air-conditioned rooms, and stay out of the sun. And here's a good thing. Check on your relatives and your neighbors, especially if you have some elderly grandparents or relatives in the area. Check on them, because sometimes they tend to want to save money and crank up the air conditioning, so maybe it only turns on when it's 80 and it's still too hot for them. So check on them, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
No. Yeah, okay? Okay. Just all making right. sure we yeah. got confirmation.
Right, yeah.
But no, very, very good advice, absolutely. And lastly here, really quick, we kind of touched on this, in passing last night when we first got the news. I think Steve broke it. But Pensacola native and boxing legend Roy Jones Jr. says that his son unfortunately did take his own life last weekend. DeAndre Jones died on Saturday. Jones released a statement on social media saying that he's thankful that God allowed him to spend Friday night with his son and the family. And he also says that he knows a lot of people who are going through tough times, but that nothing is worth taking your own life. Our thoughts are with the Jones family, of course, in this difficult time. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Jesus loves the unlovable. He loves sinners, and sinners come in all shapes and sizes. In John 3, Jesus shows love to a religious sinner named Nicodemus. Yet in John 4, he shows love to an adulterous sinner known as the Samaritan woman. Nicodemus needed to be born again, even though he was religious, just as the sinful Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and was living with a man who wasn't her husband, she also needed to be born again. The fact is, we're all sinners. When the Samaritan woman realized who Jesus was, she believed on him savingly and then told people all over town how Jesus saved her soul from the consequences of her sin. I urge you, trust Christ today to deal with your sin problem. You'll be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Now is the time. Don't be left on the dock this summer. BGS Marine is getting you on a boat out on the water with our June inventory reduction sale going on now. BGS Marine Sales is a service-based business keeping boats tournament ready. Also, we have a very successful consignment program selling most within 30 days. If you've been looking, now is the time. Don't miss the June inventory reduction sale, June 28 and 29. 3910 West Navy Boulevard. Find us online at bgsmarinesales.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my 3 sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy, with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. Still got those pretty severe backups on Highway 29. That's if you're traveling northbound towards Muskogee Road. We do have some backups there because I believe it is a train stopped. If it's not a train stoppage, it's something blocking the railroad track. I don't know what else would be doing that other than a train. Heavily backed up at this time. And based on what the caller told me, it sounds like they're going to be backed up for a bit. So just if you're heading in that area, either think of a detour or just be prepared, I guess, to sit back and wait a while. Also, on Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, still got some minor backups there. Same with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Then it's going to be, I was ready to say Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, because we had a little bit of congestion there, but it's not looking too bad at this moment. Steve, can we say the same about the weather?
Well, it depends on how you view it. It's sunny, which is a good thing, but it's still hot outside. Heat advisory continues till 7 tonight, and tonight we expect some clouds moving in, about 83 degrees for our low. Tomorrow, some clouds, some sunshine, and maybe a chance of a shower, high about 91. So again, it'll be cooling down a little bit tomorrow, as compared to the last couple of days. Right now, still hot, 90 degrees in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, getting right into our state headlines here. A pair of laws about to go into effect are hoping to address anti-Semitic threats across the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis signed two bills yesterday. A portion of the legislation will direct the State Department of Education to create a program to provide financial help to Jewish day schools for additional security measures. The state's new spending plan has set aside about $20 million towards these kinds of efforts. The other bill will define anti-Semitism. The laws and upcoming budget will go into place on July 1st.
A judge is considering several motions tied to alleged misconduct in the murder-for-hire plot of a Northeast Florida Microsoft executive. She decided to postpone the rulings for the request for about 2 months. Attorneys for Shana Gardner are accusing state prosecutors of withholding evidence in the case and claim a police officer lied on the stand. And due to the accusations, the defense is asking the judge to reconsider Gardner's bond and assign a new state attorney's office. Investigators believe that Gardner planned the deadly shooting of her ex-husband Jared Bridgerton. Brightigan.
That's how I'd say it.
Okay, it looks like Brightigan. In Jacksonville Beach, basically about 2 years ago. A short hearing on that subject is set for August 19th.
And a task force is expected to hold its final meeting later this week as members try to figure out the future of Florida's first Black History Museum. The group named St. Augustine as its top choice for the state-sponsored museum earlier this year. The recommendation came with backlash, as many people believe Eatonville should be selected since it was the first self-governing all-Black municipality in the country. The committee is scheduled to adopt a final report on Friday before submitting it to the governor.
Well, a Polk County woman's accused of running over her boyfriend and her toddler during an argument. Sheriff Grady Judd says 27-year-old Alea Ross and the victim, Devin, were fighting in Lake Wales, that's in central Florida, when he threw a cinder block into her car yesterday afternoon. Ross is accused of putting a 4-year-old and a 6-month-old child into her car before driving forward. Police say surveillance footage showed Ross run over Devin and her 16-month-old baby before the vehicle went into a neighbor's home. The baby is in critical condition. Ross was eventually arrested in Orlando.
My goodness. Wow. Yeah, just a very unfortunate situation all around there. Here nationally, Hunter Biden's law license in D.C. has been suspended. The D.C. Court of Appeals made its ruling today, citing his recent felony gun conviction. The president's son submitted a motion for a new trial in the case on Monday. He was found guilty for unlawfully purchasing a gun while addicted to drugs.
And if you think our weather is strange and out of normal, we're just dealing with heat, but yeah. The Midwest is dealing with a lot more. More storms could be on the way there, bringing more floods to the region. Forecasters say 2 inches of rain per hour could fall in parts of Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois. At least 2 people have died as a result of the flooding. In Minnesota, a dam is in imminent failure condition due to a buildup of storm debris west of Minneapolis. The floods come as the extreme heat is expected again in some of the same areas up north, as well as around here, throughout the week. In the Northeast, the heat wave should peak tomorrow from Washington, D.C. to Boston. And like I said, our temperature here tomorrow a little cooler, but still in the 90, 92 degree range.
Yes, and the attorney for Oakland Mayor Shang Tao is no longer representing her. That's according to CBS News Bay Area. Tony Brass signed on to represent Tao last week after the FBI raided her home. She said the decision came, said the decision came after their paths differed on how to approach the case. He said he didn't know Tao was going to address the media on Monday and that he would have told her not to.
Well, the Supreme Court's decision to take up Tennessee's ban on transgender health care for kids will likely have a ripple effect nationwide. There are 24 other states that have similar laws, including Tennessee, which bans intervention like hormone therapies and puberty blockers for the kids. Last month, South Carolina became the 25th state to pass a similar law, and Scotland is the latest European nation to pass a ban like that. The case is being argued by Lambda Legal.
And a three-alarm fire in Canton this morning left one firefighter injured and at least eight row homes damaged.
Wow.
The blaze broke out at about 3 o'clock this morning on Hudson Street. Several families have, of course, been displaced. The firefighter luckily only suffered minor injuries in putting out the fire.
That's Canton, Ohio?
I believe so, yes. Or it may be, I don't know. That's a good question. We'll figure that out. Fox Minute News, Fox 1 Minute News coming up.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden's latest attempt on student loan forgiveness facing another setback after a federal judge in Missouri rules to grant a motion from that state's attorney general to block the policy. While the attorney general, General Bailey tells Fox News Channel forgiving student loans is illegal.
In Missouri, we have the Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority that administers payment and repayment of student loans. It's funded by our General Assembly. It would cost Missouri taxpayers about $44 million or north thereof. I can't let President Biden saddle working Missouri families with Ivy League debt.
It's Andrew Bailey, by the way. The Biden administration says it wants to give breathing room to low-income and middle-class borrowers. A judge modifying Donald Trump's gag order, freeing the former president to comment about witnesses and jurors in his New York hush money criminal trial, but keeping court and prosecution staff off limits. Judge Juan M. Merchant issued the decision earlier today, sentencing expected in July. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks finished today's session off of yesterday's pace. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped nearly 300 points, while the S&P 500 bumped up 21 points, and the NASDAQ Composite finished gaining 220. A new finalized federal rule aims to ensure first responders can find out what hazardous chemicals are on a train almost immediately after a derailment so they can respond appropriately. Too often in past disasters, firefighters risk their lives trying to extinguish a blaze without knowing the right way to respond. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing a rule that would remove unpaid medical bills from credit reports, stop credit reporting companies from sharing medical debts with lenders, and ban lenders from making lending decisions based on medical debt. The rule, which has been in the works since last fall, could go into effect by early next year. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality.
This is Zach Galvin, the Sports Minute. Recently, the Florida Panthers were looking to live in the same community as the 2016 Falcons, the 2015-2016 Warriors, and the 2004 Yankees, but instead Florida purchased real estate in the Champions Club by taking home the Stanley Cup last night, defeating Edmonton in 7 games. The Panthers quickly saw a 3-0 series lead disappear, but goalie Sergei Bobrovsky was at his best when he needed to be, and that's why Florida will be celebrated instead of joining the infamous playoff chokers list. I'm Zach Galvin.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Beat more imports. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
It always takes that song just a moment to drop. Just a moment to get going. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. Just about to get another quick check of the roads and weather. I did want to give a follow-up on what we were touching on right before the Fox News break. When we covered the three-alarm fire in Canton this morning, I was almost positive that when I put that story in, it was in the Baltimore or at least Maryland area.
But I thought Canton, Ohio.
Well, and that's the thing. When you said Canton, Ohio, it's like, well, that is a big city, so I don't want to say, you know, with certainty which one it was. I looked it up to confirm. Canton, yes, is a harborside neighborhood in Baltimore. It's an area in Baltimore. So we've changed the script to say Baltimore, so there is no further confusion.
Right.
Because Baltimore is obviously far more recognizable than Canton, and Canton, Ohio is far more recognizable than Canton, Baltimore. So just we live and we learn, everybody.
And I'm so easily confused.
Well, I mean, no, it's a very understandable mistake. I mean, if you don't know where that neighborhood region is, a lot of people listening would have probably thought Canton, Ohio as well. So that's actually a good thing to question. Very, very nicely done there, Steve. Another quick check. He's like, oh, that's sweet. Another quick check of the roads and weather here. Still got some backups, very heavy. If you are traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Muskogee Road, there's a train track in that area that is having a blockage at this point. A train is stopped there, I believe, causing very heavy backups. Does not appear to be lessening at all. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe some minor issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, but that's not too bad. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. These are just spots in Pensacola that typically give us issues. Same can be said over in Navarre if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much going on the road. Steve, how about the weather?
We do have good news. It's cooler than it was earlier. It's still kind of warm, though.
Kind of warm.
Well, tonight should be down to about 83, which is going to be the low temperature, and that's it. Some clouds moving in, and tomorrow, some clouds hanging around, maybe some sunshine, maybe a slight chance of a shower, high about 91. It's 92 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 also in Milton, and that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, Steve. Let's see. Getting into some sports headlines here, with it being just about 540. We'll start in the NHL. The Stanley Cup belongs to the Sunshine State, or at least another one that is. Yes, the Florida Panthers survived the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 to win their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. The Panthers, of course, held that convincing 3-0 lead in the finals, and just as the days went by, we saw that turn into 3-1, 3-2, 3-3. And at that point, it was looking like, if anything, it was Edmonton's to lose. But the Panthers stepped up, won a thrilling 2-1 matchup to win Game 7 there.
Yeah.
And Florida, who would have thought that we'd be a hockey state? That's just insane to me.
With two teams that have won.
Yeah, two teams that have won recently, and they've so far combined for just, what, in like a six-year span, they've combined for like three Stanley Cups. That's pretty impressive.
I think so. And, well, looks like $500,000 will be up for grabs in tonight's WNBA Commissioner's Cup Championship. The New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx are going to meet in the in-season tournament. It's basically a final at UBS Arena out on Long Island. The Liberty and the Lynx finished with the best records in the in-conference play in the Commissioner's Cup games to reach that final. You can catch the action 7 o'clock on Prime Video.
Yes, that should be a good one. What not so good news in basketball, though, is Boston Celtics center Kristaps Porzingis. When we were breaking down the finals, he had a hot start, 20 points in game one. It's like, oh my goodness, this guy is the greatest. And he has a leg injury. It's a rare one, but you don't have to be a doctor or know what it is to know that it sounds pretty severe. What happened is he suffered a torn retinaculum and dislocated posterior tibialis tendon.
Wow.
That was in game two of the finals, and of course that was a big loss, but the Celtics would go on to win the series 4-1, and Kristaps Porzingis did appear in game five, but that's neither here nor there. What's going on with him now is that he's going to have surgery for that injury in the coming days, and as a result will miss the Olympics. That's according to ESPN. So very unfortunate update there for Kristaps.
Right.
But we do have another champion to touch on.
We do?
Yes, we do. College World Series. All right. So Tennessee and Texas A&M.
Yeah.
All SEC. We knew I wasn't going to be happy either way. I told you who I wanted to win and who I thought would win, and unfortunately, my brain outweighed my heart.
Well, you were right.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, but Tennessee. You don't look very happy about being right.
I'm not. Tennessee beat A&M 6-5 last night to win the College World Series, 2-1. This is Tennessee baseball's first World Series win in school history. They were up like 6-1, I think, well in that game, and then the Aggies made it back, but fell just short of the comeback there. And we had some unfortunate news about Kristaps Porzingis. We kind of have some just all-around unfortunate news about Chandler Jones in the NFL, don't we, Steve?
Yes, we do. Former Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Chandler Jones pleaded to no contest last week to a domestic violence charge, and he can stay out of jail under certain conditions. He must stay out of trouble for the next 6 months and keep his distance from the victim to avoid doing any time. The four-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl Super Bowl 49.
Yeah, XLIX.
I've always wondered why they do the Roman numerals, you know?
I don't know. Tradition.
Yeah, well, it's Super Bowl 49 for those of us who don't read Roman numerals. Basically, he was the champ of that Super Bowl, but he was arrested a couple of times in September and October of last year for violating a protective order.
Yeah.
And he basically has to behave or else.
Yeah, essentially, yes. And then we've got some MLB action tonight. Getting underway in just under 10 minutes. Rays versus Mariners at 5:50. That's going to be followed by that's not going to be televised, but we'll give you a score update on it in hour three.
Right.
That's going to be followed by Yankees at Mets at 6:10. That will be televised on TBS. And at 6:45, it's Braves at Cardinals. And lastly, Marlins at Royals at 7:10. So keep a lookout for those.
Okay.
5:43.
Where's my TV?
Yeah. 5:43 here. Just about time for traffic and weather. We'll get a couple health business science notes out of the way. Consumer confidence dipped in June. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slipped nearly a point from May due to increasing uncertainty about the future. The board's chief economist, I don't know why that's such a hard word for me. I'm always thinking about economics, economists, you know. The board's chief economist noted a pullback in confidence despite overall upbeat sentiment about the strength of the labor market. The survey noted purchasing plans slowed for homes and cars for the next 6 months. Meanwhile, the share of consumers planning a vacation continued to rise, with more Americans opting to remain in the U.S. than travel abroad.
It's off to Wally World. Well, a federal judge is denying a settlement over swipe fees between Visa and MasterCard and their retailers. The two companies reached a $30 billion antitrust settlement in March, limiting credit and debit card fees for merchants with the intent that those savings would be passed on to the consumers. Details of the New York judge's ruling are not public yet, but a memo suggests that she is not likely to grant final approval. Some merchants have objected, saying that the fees that they have to pay still remain too high.
Interesting. Exactly 5:45 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. So minor, you know, congestion here and there. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway there. The only major spot is going to be Highway 29. If you're traveling northbound towards Muskogee Road, we've got some very heavy backups from a railroad blockage there, causing pretty heavy backups at this time. Has not appeared to lessen at all. Steve, how about the weather?
Weather looks pretty good, unless you are just south of Crestview, just south of I-10, which passes just south of Crestview, because there's been a thunder shower sitting there for about an hour or so, and it's still there. It's not moving at all. Otherwise, it's nice and clear for the rest of us, and tonight should remain that way. Maybe some clouds moving in, about 83 degrees for the low. Tomorrow, up to about 91 degrees, maybe a few clouds, a slight chance of a shower, especially, you know, sunshine in between all of that. It's Florida, you know. It's still kind of warm, 92 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton, and that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Alrighty, carrying on with our health, business, and science notes here. High interest rates driven by inflation are impacting the furniture and home improvement market. According to Forbes, consumers are now less tempted to start home improvement projects, which are often financed. That's led to places like Home Depot and Lowe's taking a hit to their bottom line. In the first quarter, home stores like Williams Sonoma and RH also saw declines in net revenue.
Well, are you hungry? McDonald's $5 meal is back today. Well, speaking on the Today Show, McDonald's USA President Joe Erlinger said they heard their fans loud and clear when it comes to inflation and skyrocketing prices at fast food restaurants. For instance, the Big Mac is up 21% from 5 years ago, while a medium-sized fry, 44%. Erlinger said the $5 meal promotion, which currently runs for 4 weeks, will probably be extended locally depending upon where you live. So I guess keep checking back if you want that $5 meal.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Some pop culture notes here, just a few before we take our final break. Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs teaming up for a Christmas movie. Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Aww.
Will, yeah, how sweet. Will air as part of Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas event later this year. The movie will tell the story of a fan whose family of Chiefs fans is a front runner for a Fan of the Year contest. She finds there a spark between her and the team's director of fan engagement as they spend time together as part of the contest. Do you find this cheesy? I do. The movie will film in Kansas City this summer, including at the Chiefs Stadium. Of all teams, man. The Chiefs.
Well, you know, maybe they're trying to make people like them better by doing movies like this, which are warm and family friendly, and you know,
maybe honestly, maybe they've been in a lot of trouble. With their name being tied to stuff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're successful. That makes people hate them. But
yeah,
the stuff with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and we touched on it just yesterday. Isaiah Bugs had his issues, and they were reportedly planning to release him. And then you had Harrison Butker, which it doesn't matter if you agree with what he said or not. He was very controversial. Yeah, and then and Travis Kelce, back to him, he's can just kind of be a jerk at times. So they're a very controversial team. So maybe they are. Maybe this is like a PR stunt just trying to save face. We'll have to see.
Could be. While we are on the theme of Christmas action movies and things like that, there's a new trailer for Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Christmas action comedy. It's called Red One, and it's out now. Johnson stars alongside Chris Evans as they search for a kidnapped Saint Nick played by J.K. Simmons. Yeah, it is going to be a definite Christmas movie. Red One's going to hit the theaters November 15th.
Hmm. All right. Let's see. Well, I was going to read another one here. Oh, here it is. My goodness. Am I blind? Justin Timberlake back in New York City.
Oh, I've heard of him. Yeah.
And if you hadn't heard of him or if you haven't heard of his music, you're definitely getting increasingly familiar with him over the past few days. He's back in New York City tonight for the first time since his DWI arrest on Long Island. He'll perform at Madison Square Garden as part of his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. He was arrested and charged with DWI last week in Sag Harbor for failing to stop at a stop sign and stay in his lane. He claims he only had one martini. His court date, or his next one rather, is at the end of next month.
As I said,
he made a mistake. And we don't have to follow him. Oh, this is his first time doing this.
Just about everybody makes a mistake like this, you know.
Yeah, well.
We're all human.
Yeah, well, we make a mistake. I don't know if we make a mistake like DWI, but nonetheless, it's like with how he got caught, it sounds like he was intoxicated, but not like blackout drunk, just flying down the road. It wasn't anything like that. Luckily no one was hurt. It wasn't anything that dramatic.
Because he's famous.
Yeah, he's famous. You know, he messes up. A lot of celebs mess up. They're human after all. So it's like, okay, you know, we don't have to keep listing these firsts. Oh, okay, this is his first time since the drunk driving incident. This is the second time since the drunk driving incident. It's like, it's not that deep. But nonetheless, pop culture, he's a pretty big name, and it's a pretty big story. So, nonetheless, I guess, if nothing else, good for Justin Timberlake trying to bounce back from this little hiccup and moving on. 5:50, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll continue with some pop culture notes along with some wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawontwait.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry. We've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Hey,
had to dig into Steve's workout playlist for this one. high energy, man.
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this dude, you should see him on a treadmill. He's something else. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Only one major issue. That's if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Muskogee Road. We got a railroad track in that area with a stoppage, and it's causing some pretty heavy backups at this time. Do not appear to have lessened at all. So love to comfort you as we wrap up this 5 o'clock hour with that news. Outside of that, though, and some actual genuine positivity, there does not appear to be too much going on. Steve, how about the weather?
Well, the good news is it's not going to be as hot tomorrow as it was today. Tonight, going down to about 83 degrees, maybe some clouds moving in. Tomorrow, a few clouds, a few bits of sunshine, maybe a possibility of a shower, high about 91 degrees. And it's cooled down a little bit. It's 90 in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Alrighty, thank you very much, sir. Let's see, still 5:55. We'll get a couple more pop culture notes here. Let's see. So we touched on the Christmas films, and we touched on JT.
Yeah.
Carrying on with some movie themes here, though. The third installment in the A Quiet Place franchise is projected to get off to a hot start at the box office. A Quiet Place Day One is expected to make between $40 and $50 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film serves as a prequel to the first two movies and takes place in New York City when alien creatures first invade. Also new this week is the Kevin Costner directed Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 1. That's the first of four films in a series. The Western is expected to make between $10 and $12 million.
Wow. It's interesting the way A Quiet Place Day 1 is really the third film in the franchise. Yes. And I haven't seen the first one and the second one. So
the first one, I've seen the first one. Yeah. It was pretty good. Do you know, are you aware of the plot?
No, but this description kind of makes me curious about it. And I think I'm going to go look for the movie.
Yeah, the original is just like these alien creatures, you know, are roaming the Earth, and it's like an apocalyptic world.
Right.
And you have to be quiet because they have intense hearing, so you cannot make like any noise.
Oh.
Or else you'll be slaughtered. So very, very low intensity, mellow movie based off that description, I'm sure.
Okay.
But yes, then we've got Mattel working to make its games like Uno colorblind accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, the toy company aims to make 80% of its games accessible by the end of this year and 90% in 2025. Mattel called the move part of an inclusivity effort in a press release. The four main colors used in games will be distinguished by symbols. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can tell us, Mattel, it's swell.
Yes, yes.
That's the way we used to talk in the 50s when we were kids.
As the old heads say, it's swell. Mattel is swell.
Yeah. Well, here's a little interesting way people are using cars.
Okay.
Not just to drive around, but crashing into storefronts. You see, another car crash has been used to try to break into a gun store in San Diego County. Police say this latest attempt was not successful, though. The suspects had to leave the car behind after trying to crash through the front of a gun store in Miramar. A TV station in the San Diego area says the car hit the store on Miramar Road about 5 a.m., but was not able to make it through the armored gate. This attempt follows successful robberies at gun stores in other areas where cars were also used to break into locations over the past few months.
Yeah.
Sounds like, what do they do with the car afterwards, though? I mean,
yeah, well, that's honestly a good point.
It kind of messes up the car.
Especially if you crashed a car into a pretty, you know, compromising position. Mm-hmm. It's like, how are you going to get out of there? I guess use, like grab stuff and, like, use guns, like, to threaten people. Like, if you have your weapons on you and then just go on foot. Or but, maybe have a, if it's well orchestrated, have a getaway driver. I don't know. Well, I'm not a criminal.
The thing about it is, whoever drives a car, unless they're very careful, fingerprints.
Yes, that too. Yeah. And surveillance. I mean, mm-hmm. if you don't hit cameras the ceiling everywhere with your car, yeah, there's a good chance a surveillance camera will catch you. Another wacky story here. A man who police in Orange County say was nude and acting erratically, dead after being arrested.
Oh.
Anaheim PD says the 26-year-old died in a hospital on Sunday morning, 16 hours after his arrest. Police believe the man was under the influence of drugs, though toxicology test results are pending. And police say that he was given Narcan after showing signs of medical distress on his way to the hospital. His exact cause of death is not officially clear at this time.
I got some good news here, assuming it leads to somewhere. Research continues on a new pill that could help treat depression with fewer side effects. That's good news. Yeah. It's a slow-release pill, and it shows to be somewhat effective in an early study in relieving some of those symptoms. The study was published yesterday in the journal Nature Medicine.
Yeah, that actually is pretty cool. I mean, because as we were saying, you know, we hear about mental health all the time.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, depression, I think, you know, just in this world that we live in now, it's something that a lot of people are trying to highlight. And I think it's something that more people may be at least openly dealing with. So it's pretty cool if we're going to get to a point to where we can handle something that is such a giant in the psychology world. That's pretty crazy. Just about 6 o'clock here, you hear the music. That means it's time for WEAR, their 6 o'clock news. And then after that, we'll be ready to give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.